Young activists spoke out forcefully at the Paris climate talks, demanding in a variety of creative ways that the world put the brakes on the present rush to the climatic abyss. In the face of a demonstration ban imposed at first during the talks by the French government, which was still reeling from the terrorist attacks, activists held a shoe-in that even included a pair from Pope Francis. And when the deal was finally struck and the demonstration ban lifted, activists stretched huge red banners through the streets of the French capital, symbolic of the red lines that climate change must not cross. Living on Earth's Emmett Fitzgerald took his microphone there.
So my name's Kit Bennett. I'm from York in England. One of the reasons I'm here is because my government says that it's acting on climate change at the Paris Climate Change Conference. That's a lie. They're supporting fracking. They're cutting funds for renewable energy. We need to show that we don't support the actions of the British government and so many other governments in the world that have only false solutions to the problem of climate change.
It's a worse deal than Kyoto 18 years ago. That's why the front line of climate change isn't the politicians, it's people like us taking, blockading, keeping the phosphorus in the ground. Fracking's the front line in England. In Eastern Europe, it's brown coal. And that is the way forward.
Yeah, my name is Clayton Thomas Mueller. I'm a Cree from Northern Canada, Treaty 6 territory, and I'm here to demonstrate that Indigenous peoples are the red line. We are hit first and hardest by climate change and its associated drivers, like, for example, Canada's controversial tar sands development in Northern Alberta. And so, you know, we're here with 35 Indigenous representatives from the front line against the fight against the fossil fuel regime in North America to stand in solidarity with people from across the planet that are fighting for climate justice.